I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. We're in week number 8 of our series called Your Health from Head to Toe. We began the series with a show on headaches, then a show on the jaw and TMJ. We talked about the neck and the Atlas Orthogonal Chiropractic Adjustment, which is a specialty at our office. In week 4, we covered shoulder issues before moving on to the spine. For week 6, we discussed elbow and wrist problems before talking about low back pain that last week. Today we're talking about hips, an overlooked issue. And Dr. Prather, what is meant by the title of this program today?
Well, a lot of people have different problems in their low back and pains going down into their legs. And one of the things is that the hip is just kind of overlooked as one of the major problems.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, if you're looking at all the pains that people say, you know, my low back is an issue, about 40% of the time it is actually the lumbar spine.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got about 30% of the time where it's the sacroiliac joint that's actually giving the problem. But about 30% of the time, it is actually the hip and the hip area that's where the issue is. And that's what we're finding. So it's about 30% of the time that it's the hip, but only 5% of the time is it really diagnosed correctly.
Just 5% of the time.
5% of the time. Yeah. Matter of fact, I've had, I can think about one gentleman who sat there and went in and was having a tremendous amount of pain down into his upper leg and in his buttocks area. And they were saying it was his lumbar spine that was the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So he had gone in for surgery and had everything, you know, had that done and the recovery time, and it made absolutely no difference.
Mm.
So I got him, took a look at it, and found out that he had some pinched nerves more in the hip, the muscles associated with that, piriformis, some of the other different types of problems. And within about 5 adjustments, he was pain-free, and then, of course, we had to work on everything else. And he was a little upset.
Mm-hmm, that he had had the surgery.
He had had the surgery. You know, and I've had several people who had come in who were looking for a second opinion
mm-hmm.
on what needed to be done. And many times it had been diagnosed from other different doctors, you know, even 3 or 4 of them, that it was a problem with the, you know, somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually the hip. And I says, no, that's not where you're having your issue. Matter of fact, I just had a woman come in about 2 weeks ago, and they were basically saying, you know, she was saying it was her hip.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying, no, it's your low back. And she just didn't really feel comfortable with that diagnosis. So she came in to me, and I sit there, did my exam, and I says, now that hurts there. Mm-hmm. And she goes, oh, yes. And I said, no, it really is your hip. You know, this is mm-hmm. what the problem is. This is what's going on. We started the correction on that, did the, you know, the very first adjustment, and she said, wow, 80% of the pain's gone already.
Well, good for her that she, and, you know, how did she know she...
She just
didn't feel like it was.
Yeah, it didn't make sense to her.
Mm-hmm.
She was using some of her own type of knowledge of what was going on, what she mm-hmm. felt. Sometimes doctors can take offense on getting second opinions, but it's really a good idea, and to also go with your gut.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that is very true is they should be able to reproduce the pain.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't reproduce the pain...
The doctor should be able to.
Right. Mm-hmm. If you can't reproduce the pain, then you don't know what's going on.
Oh, interesting. That's good for the listeners to know that.
It is very... Yeah, and that's one of the things that we always do.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, people say I'm quite good at...
Too good at it, right?
Yeah.
You enjoy it too much, reproducing their pain.
Yeah, well, I always say it's always necessary, because if I can reproduce it, I can get rid of it.
Uh-huh. I'm going to start calling you Dr. Pain instead of Dr. Prather. There is Dr. Pain somewhere.
That's
out
right.
There.
That's right. There is.
So again, you said, how common are hip problems?
Hip problems are actually very, very common. If you're looking at the number of total hip surgeries, which is about 70%, total hip replacements,
mm-hmm.
which is about 70% of all surgeries. So in 2000, there was 138,700 total hip replacements. And in 2010, there was 310,800.
Doubled in 10 years.
And they say that the same growth is occurring now, so probably in 2020, you'll be about double again.
Why is that?
Well, that's a really good question. You know, why is it that we're having so much problems with our hips? And we sit there and we talk about taking care of our teeth. And Americans are actually one of the best countries on taking care of the teeth. Most countries, if you go over to Europe, you only go into the dentist when you've got a problem. Whereas we get our regular checkups.
Is that
check-ups.
Why their teeth look the way they do?
That's why their teeth looks the way that they do. So nothing against other people, but Americans do definitely have, you know, better care of their teeth. And I credit the dentists with that, you know, that they educated the population that you need to have regular checkups, that you need to maintain the health of your teeth if you're wanting to keep them working. Well, the same is true of, well, in our entire skeletal structure, and the hip is one of the examples. People go on with hip injuries and hip problems, and they just wear them out.
Wear them out, yeah. They keep pounding the pavement.
Right. You know, when the foot hits the ground, there's a what's called a closed kinetic chain that goes all the way up to the hips. And the hips take a tremendous amount of pounding on there. And if they're misaligned, you know, if they're not functioning correctly, they start to wear out.
Yeah, and they could be misaligned for years.
Well, that's why we have, in 2010, 310,800 total hip replacements. Is because people have been going with hips that are not lined up. One of the things that we try to encourage people is, one, we go in there and we fix the problem, get the hip working properly, get the structure, you know, so that it's you know, working without injury, without pain, and in a good manner. And then we encourage people to maintain that. You know, so we figure out what would be a good maintenance type of thing. How often should you come in? Because people come in and they have injuries, and they said, you know, I'm not quite sure if something's right. You know, not right. And I go in there and I palpate and they go, oh, yeah, that's not right. And get it fixed. And that's something that should be maintained. You know, especially if you're a runner or someone, you know, who is doing any type of athletic, tennis player, golfer. Those types of things, you know, always have different types of injuries. Like the people who come in with, you know, who are dedicated runners. I said, you know, this is really a problem. I can think of one gentleman who is just absolutely loves his running, and I'm constantly making sure that his feet, knees, hips, you know, are those were the areas where he actually has a lot of problems. So when he starts going strongly, he gets an adjustment every 2 weeks, you know, just to make sure that everything's working properly. And he doesn't develop any types of injuries, because one of the main reasons that runners stop running is because they have too many injuries, and they're just keep on, you know, eventually they're not going to be able to run anymore.
Kind of wear down that joint.
They wear down the joint. You know, that's something that people who are doing, which is great for the aerobic exercise, you know, for the cardiovascular. I encourage people to do that. It keeps the weight off, keeps the system running well. Exercise cures a world of sins. And so I'm very strong on that. But if you are going to do some regular exercise, and especially running, having someone who looks at the structural alignment on that on a regular basis to make sure that you're not causing further damage is important if you're going to maintain your health and well-being.
Yeah, you have to keep those hips aligned. And I know my brother, he, in the days that we were doing those walking casts, he had sprained his ankle pretty bad in basketball. He was in a walking cast for a while. This was back in the 70s. And he's ended up with double hip replacements in his 30s. and possibly that attributed to it, that misalignment. He was, you know, walking with one hip higher than the other. So right. Very important to get checked.
Yeah, and make sure that you have a good program on that, you know, mm-hmm. To totally look at that and make sure that that's working. It's all a part of taking care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Our little maintenance checkup like we do with our cars.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, more on the hips as the overlooked issue when we come back.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, the Prather Practice now offers counseling services. Why did you decide to add that to your practice?
It's something that I always knew was necessary, was looking forward to the right person coming in. You know, if you have an illness going on, that can be very emotionally devastating. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, the emotions and some of the things that happen to us can actually lead to some of the health conditions that people experience. We are more than just our spine. Mm-hmm. We are more than just our physiology, but also how we think has a huge effect on each one of those different aspects. And those things then also have an effect on our thinking. Mm-hmm. So incorporating the whole aspect of counseling into the office is just a very natural outgrowth in us becoming an integrated and a total holistic type of a practice. Mm-hmm. So this was something that I, in my original thoughts 30 years ago of getting into my practice, having this aspect was a very important part of it. Mm-hmm. And we are now doing it. We are a holistic practice. Mm-hmm. And if you don't understand the emotional aspect, if you don't understand the patterns that we have, then you can't really get to the complete healing of the patient. Oftentimes we can get a release in the physical body and it creates some emotional tension. The emotional tension will cause tension within the body. So getting down to that root, and we have so many different types of layers that can start to accumulate. And we see the evidence of the issues in people's body that creates disease in them. The underlying problem can be an emotional issue, past experiences, past habits, and coping mechanisms that we can have. We see oftentimes people have an injury, and their whole body has kind of shifted to compensate for that injury. Mm-hmm. Same thing on an emotional type of level. People have had injuries and they've had compensations. And getting through those compensations to get to the injury is an ongoing type of process that a skilled counselor has to be able to find out, just like we do that on a physical level. And the physical and the emotional are very, very connected. As you can approach it from both angles, mm-hmm. I think we're going to get a far, far better results than we could separate.
Yeah, and I know we already are.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're in week number 8 of our series called Your Health from Head to Toe, and we're talking about the hips. I saw this in my Facebook feed and thought it was funny about injuries. Mm-hmm. So it said, childhood injuries, fell off my bike, fell out of a tree, twisted my ankle. Yeah. Adult injuries, slept wrong, sat down too long, sneezed too hard. Isn't that the truth?
That is the truth.
How often do you have adults coming in and say,
I fell out of a tree. No.
Yeah, that would not be good if an adult fell out of a tree, right?
No.
Oh, I thought that was funny. But
Why is the hip so overlooked, Dr. Prather?
Yeah, that's a real good question. It's there seems to be a real prevalence to really go after the low back. Mm-hmm. You know, as I'm looking at the diagnosis is coming from neurologists and orthopedic surgeons, they really go for the back, which is the the low back, that is the largest number of areas of where it actually develops from. Mm-hmm. But it's, definitely they're missing a tremendous amount of involvement in the hip. Sometimes it's even a combination of the two, because if you have misalignment in one area, you're going to have misalignment in the other. Mm-hmm. But there's just a prejudice along those lines. And it is a little bit more difficult to diagnose the hip than it is the low back. So most of the imaging that's done is low back oriented, whereas they're not really looking at the imaging for the hip area. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, if you're comparing the two, it's probably about an 8-to-2 ratio on how much imaging is done on the low back compared to the hip. Hmm. So, there just seems to be a prejudice along those lines. Mm-hmm. And they do surgeries much, much quicker in the low back. So
you mean time-wise?
Yeah, okay. So they would sit there and when you're doing, you can't really do too many hip surgeries unless you're going to actually replace the hip. Mm-hmm. So you're waiting until it's completely gone before you do the surgeries. Whereas with the low back, you can do surgeries as a more of a preventative type of thing. Mm-hmm. So you can get more surgeries out of the low back than you can with the hip. Mm-hmm. So, I think
I wouldn't call surgery a preventative. I'm like, no. I just lost you on that.
Well, you don't. In other words, you can do a surgery in a much earlier stage of low back degeneration. Okay. Mm-hmm. Than you can with a hip.
Well, when you think of that, a hip is such a huge joint, ball and socket joint.
Yeah, very much like
a lot of muscles around there.
Yeah, when you're talking about the hip joint, you're talking about 20 muscles that connect into
20
that.
Muscles?
20 muscles that are involved in really the hip movement. You've got 12 major nerves going through there.
I didn't even think about the nerves.
Right. Wow. And there's a lot of times where there's some pinching of the nerves. And then the hip joint itself is covered by a capsule enforced by two ligaments in front, one in the back. And then there's three bursas all around there. So there's a lot of possibilities for quite a few injuries. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it does take a beating. The hips take a huge amount of beating.
Well, I just think of all the stability in there, too.
Oh, yeah, and the muscles actually working correctly, the pelvis. Pelvises get misaligned, and that puts a tremendous burden on that hip joint. Mm-hmm.
Well, what diagnostics are essential for proper hip diagnosis?
Well, of course, imaging is one of the more important things, so that you get a good x-ray to make sure that there's nothing serious going on, any fractures, checking for infections, ischemic necrosis are some of the more major things. But taking some x-rays, CT scans, getting an MRI on that to see what's going on is always an essential part of doing the diagnostics along those lines. Mm-hmm. But then taking it further, you've got to get your hands on there and do the different types of orthopedic tests, neurological tests, and just palpating. Mm-hmm. Again, the whole idea on this whole process is to be able to reproduce the pain, identify where it's actually coming from, because many times people don't know because the nerves travel quite a long way. Mm-hmm. So that patients aren't always aware of exactly where it's coming from. But as a good diagnostician, if you can get in there, get a proper exam. And then, again, I reiterate with people, they need to be able to reproduce the pain. You don't really know unless you can really reproduce the pain.
And you've had over 30 years of reproducing the pain.
Yes.
You're pretty good at it.
People are, yeah, yeah. They say, I said, yes, I do have a skill along those lines.
And we do x-rays in our office. What I like about our x-rays is we send them out to be read by one of the best radiologists in the country.
Yes.
Which is wonderful. People have a report we give them. It's been very effective.
Very, very helpful. There's a tremendous amount that they've been able to pick up that most radiologists wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, what are the consequences of misdiagnosing a hip issue?
Well, you know, first off, you're not going to get better. You know, if you don't diagnose it correctly. Also, there's a lot of times that surgeries are done that really aren't necessary. Or, you know, you can waste an awful lot of time getting different types of treatments without any benefit of really zeroing in on that. I've had many of people who've come into our office who have already been through physical therapy, seen different, even other chiropractors, seen orthopedic neurologists, and still not been able to get the care that they needed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that people say, you know, I've been to quite a few different people. I've been referred to you because people said that, you know, I've kind of given up hope
mm-hmm.
on being able to figure out what's going on and where I'm getting my problems from. And, you know, I've thought about just giving up, and we go in there, and once I'm able to reproduce the pain, that actually gives them some hope. So I sit there and tell them, you know, exactly what I'm doing. And once the doctor knows what's going on,
right,
then coming up with the treatment is a much easier process. And usually, if you know what's happening, the success of the treatment is almost guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. So important. Mm-hmm. And, we talked a little bit, but how common are hip surgeries?
Oh, they're extremely, extremely common. Probably the age that most hip surgeries start to, you know, really occur is around 62, 63
mm-hmm.
is the highest number. That's when people start to really show. And during that age, usually 45, I mean, you're... brother is unusual at 30.
Right.
But 45 to 75 is the most common, and hitting the peak around 63 is where the most common time that surgeries occur. So, you know, and one of the big things is that everyone agrees that surgeries, if you can not have that done, because an artificial hip does not last as long, and does not do as well as your own. So if you can get things fixed up,
yeah,
you know, and even delayed, I've had several patients who have been told that they, you know, the only relief that they could get is with a surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been able to go in there and do the treatments on that, do the rehab, and some of the people are eventually going to need to do it. But if we can delay it 5 years or so,
mm-hmm.
that's a real win. And even the surgeons agree, the longer you can go, the better that is, because the life of a hip replacement is about 15 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're going to have one again. And the second one does not usually go as well as the first one.
Well, I know, I was thinking of my brother. They were not too long ago came to visit us and talking about their visit to Ireland. And my sister-in-law was running after a bus, and my brother with double hip replacements since he was 30, and now he's in his 50s. He's
little behind.
More than a little behind. And the bus driver says, "Don't, we'll wait for your father." And we just call it, he ambles along.
Yeah, things don't work as well. It's a matter of trying to keep your hips. And, you know, that's an important thing to think about.
Yeah.
You know, because the last thing, you don't usually think about that when you're younger and you're able to mobilize. But
right.
Then once you get up to that point, that you're going to have the hip replacement. And there are times you definitely have to have that.
I like to tease him. I'm like, pick up your feet. Pick up your feet, brother.
it's like, oh boy, I wish I could have taken care of this earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to think about that, and even in kids, you know, in sports and things,
right?
Making sure that they get some good structural care is a really important thing to think about. That, you know, they're having the injuries, and that's going to have long-term consequences.
Well, I'm going to bring up our son. After he was born, within the day, he was crying, and you knew it wasn't a hunger cry. You know, there was something else going on.
Right.
And you checked, because you can, you're as a chiropractor, you've been trained, his hips were misaligned coming out of the birth canal, and were able to align it right away. And that was day one.
Right.
Day one of his existence here on Earth. And if he would have been misaligned
for a long period of time,
he played football, and he would have
would have had consequences on
right
that.
Right. All right, when we come back, more on hips, an overlooked issue.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
I do love the vegetarians. I always get a kick out of when they try and impress you. They're like, I haven't had meat in 5 years. I haven't had a banana in a month. I see me bragging about it. Do you know what they do to those chickens? No, but it's delicious. Don't get me wrong, I love animals. I just love to eat them more. Fun to pet, better to chew.
Have you ever been curious about how acupuncture can benefit your health? The Prather Practice has received the NDA List Award for Best in Acupuncture for 2 years in a row. Dr. Robert Prather is a board-certified licensed acupuncturist. He's earned a reputation for combining effective acupuncture-based techniques with cutting-edge technology to help patients with many conditions. Acupuncture is documented and proven to help with many health issues, including pain, allergies, addiction control, anxiety, fatigue, vision problems, infertility, and so much more. Through the end of July, the Prather Practice is offering 3 acupuncture sessions for only $99. That's over 50% off of the regular price. We even have needle-free options for those who are a bit squeamish around needles. Call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment and experience the benefits of acupuncture for yourself. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're in week number 8 of our series called Your Health from Head to Toe, and we're talking about the hips. Now let's talk about treatment. This is usually my favorite. You know, mm-hmm. I'm a bottom line person.
Yeah, what can you
results.
Actually do about that? Right.
Yeah. So what help can structure function care provide for the hip? And we talk about structure function care.
Sure.
That's what the type of care we provide at the Prather Practice.
Right, as opposed to disease care, which is pharmaceuticals and surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
The structure function care is more of a preventative type of thing. Where we can first off, when you're talking about structural, you want to get things lined up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if things are out of position, they're not going to heal right. I had a gentleman who just came in recently who had had a ton of different types of things done on his shoulder. And the first thing I did was I did an adjustment, put it back into proper position. And he says, oh my gosh, the pain's gone. I said, no, probably the physical therapy that you did was correct. Mm-hmm. You know, and all the other treatments that they did were you know, correct treatments. But if you don't have it lined up, it's not going to work.
Well, I think of a tire, if you know, on your car. If the tires are misaligned, what happens?
Right. So many different types mm-hmm. of things start happening to the car. Mm-hmm. So alignment, you have to have things in their proper position to have proper function. So getting that corrected is probably one of the most important things. You have to get the muscles stretched out. You have to get the muscles working properly. So you have to get the soft tissue. Any type of scar tissue you have to get, you know, removed. So, you know, there's a tremendous amount that is involved in structure function care. And that's really where you can get a huge amount of benefit.
So let's talk about chiropractic care, something we provide at the Prather Practice. You are a chiropractor, have been for over 30 years.
Correct.
Tell our listeners, how is chiropractic helpful for the hip?
The chiropractic is where you take structure and then skeletal structure mm-hmm. and then get it into its proper position. You have worked as a occupational therapist, right. And you can, you know, you can imagine trying to get something corrected first, you know, on the soft tissue if you don't have the skeleton lined up.
Oh, you make our job a lot easier.
It really yeah. does. It really mm-hmm. does. So our rehab goes much, much easier because of the chiropractic. So, you know, one of the first things that I have to do, and I really need the imaging so I can see how things are misaligned. And we do very careful studies on it. Look at that. I show the patients, you know, the misalignment that's involved mm-hmm. with that. And they go, oh, well, that's easy to see. I thought this would be difficult,
uh-huh.
you know, to see.
You're
that.
Showing them their x-ray, their image.
I'm showing yeah. them their x-rays. And they're going, oh, yeah, that's misaligned.
Mm-hmm.
And then
they
I
see it too.
Yeah, if they have someone who's there, I sit there and I said, now look at this. See how that's unleveled?
Mm-hmm.
See how that's moving wrong? And the person goes, you know, that's just watching them. They go, oh, yeah, Joe, that I can see that really clearly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really a mystery. And then when I do the adjustment, you can see an immediate difference. So it's something that is a basic. In other words, chiropractic is not something that doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the idea that it's strange and weird is just absolutely not true. It's a basic idea of getting things back into their proper position. And that's how we base our chiropractic, is to place things right where they should be. And when they do, the patient goes, oh, that feels so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you know, if you're doing it right, there's absolutely no pain with the actual treatment.
Where did the name bone setter come from?
Well, bone setter is an old English term. The Anglo-Saxons had bone setters
mm-hmm.
way back. So, you know, the idea of setting bones.
Yeah.
Every major civilization has had that. Hippocrates, way back in the Greek days, talked about putting the bones back into place.
Mm-hmm.
They've got Egyptian hieroglyphs where they talk about aligning the skeletal structure. So it's not something that was first off invented with chiropractic.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that goes along for a long time. And if you are a reasonable person, and are able to understand just simple biomechanics, having things lined up in their proper position and that it's working better makes perfect sense.
Did you say a reasonable person? Well, let's talk about chiropractic. Is it helpful post-surgery? Say someone listening out there has had hip surgery or... I know my brother's not doesn't live close, and
sure.
he goes to his chiropractor, even though he has the hip replacement. So,
I had a patient who was 90 years old, mm-hmm. who had a hip replacement, and a year into it started to have a terrific amount of pain in his hip. And they were, he was saying that, you know, he was wanting to have another surgery on that. And of course, at 90 years old, already having one hip surgery, they didn't want to go back and do it,
right.
it again. So I got him and did some adjustments on him and got a complete relief. Mm. So the surgeon themselves actually called me and thanked me mm-hmm. that, you know, they didn't have to worry about that again. So I have had quite a few patients who've had post-surgical situations where they had a hip replacement, and we were able to, it didn't quite sit right, mm-hmm. and we can do an adjustment on that too.
Right.
So we were able to make some corrections along those lines and get them out of pain chiropractically.
So you can still be helped even if you've had surgery.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Matter of fact, even more so, we've had some patients who have had some surgeries and for their hip, and I told them to come back in because I could cut down on their recovery time in half mm-hmm. from the work that we were doing.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about acupuncture. How does acupuncture work for
acupuncture is absolutely wonderful for hip. The acupuncture is a natural pain relief. Mm-hmm. It also helps with a tremendous amount of healing. If you have like a cut and you put acupuncture needles in there, the cut will heal twice as fast with acupuncture needles. Matter of fact, with a scar, a surgical scar, even ones that have been 20, 25 years old, we can put needles in there and we can get the scar to disappear. So it takes care of scar tissue, it promotes healing, it increases the body's ability to handle pain, reduces pain, reduces inflammation. In the right hands, it's absolutely amazing for helping to heal people and can be used in almost any situation.
Mm-hmm. And right now we have a really nice special for acupuncture, the $99 for 3 sessions.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, which a lot of people out there might not have tried, but it's something good to try. Very helpful. I love my acupuncture.
Yeah, I know. People are really surprised. It's one of the things that people say is, did you put... is there drugs on the end of those needles? I mean, how does it
did
do
you dip
that?
It into anything?
And it's basically manipulates the body's own chemistry, mm-hmm. and it's a much better way of treating anything is if you use the body's own chemicals.
Right. Well, let's talk about nutrition and supplementation. That's another big part of what we do at the Prather practice. What role can they play in hip issues?
Having the proper nutrients, you can get a tremendous amount of healing. There is a lot of, there's cartilage in there, there's capsules, the nerves. If you don't have the proper nutrition, it's hard for the body to heal. If you're low on certain minerals, it's hard to maintain the hip integrity. So looking at the nutritional needs, the mineral needs of someone is a very important aspect of that. Also, if you can oftentimes hit the proper nutrients, then you don't need the pain medicines.
Oh,
that's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very helpful type of thing. One of the things is that everybody's heard of chondroitin and
right.
Yeah, you know, as far as along those lines that's a excellent way, but basically what those are is the basic building blocks of cartilage. They got that idea from Knox gelatin, which was chicken cartilage. And if you feed cartilage to people, then all of a sudden their joints can start to actually regenerate.
Interesting.
So, you know, looking at that and
we
trying
sell that
to get
at the Prather practice, yeah.
Absolutely, so. Trying to get that but also eating right, avoiding sugar, all the inflammatory types of things. You can control a lot of your own inflammation, by what you eat. So not only is it important to get the proper nutrients, minerals, and oftentimes getting that through supplementation, but also eating the things that are non-inflammatory, too, can make a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll talk more about that when we come back. On the hip, an overlooked issue.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. What is ECP therapy?
ECP stands for external counterpulsation therapy. And just to put it into a nutshell, ECP is an aerobic exercise machine. Now, you sit there and say, well, why do you need an aerobic exercise machine? It is the number one treatment for cardiovascular disease. If you look at the research and want to find out, well, how do I fix my cardiovascular disease, you know, whatever it might be, always within the scientific literature, aerobic exercise is one of the most proven, most effective means of reversing cardiovascular disease. So, but the problem is I have people who I sit there and I look at them and I say, well, you know, what do I do about this problem that I have, doc? And I said, well, go out and run 5 miles, you know, every day. And of course, they all laugh because you know, it took every effort that they had from going to the waiting room into the exam room,
right?
And they're out of breath. So that didn't work. So what was actually done was develop a machine that actually simulates the effects on the body of aerobic exercise, and that's where ECP comes in. And what occurs with ECP is that there's actually a second heart kind of put into the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the outside, but as the heart goes into relaxation, that's when it actually gets its blood. So what we do is we actually have blood pressure cuffs around the legs. It presses on the legs, and we get a huge amount of blood that goes back up to the heart. And the heart is very regenerative, and you get about 10 times as much oxygen with this particular type of treatment than what you normally would. And you get a regeneration of the heart. You also get a cleaning out of the arteries. And you actually get a huge amount of changes in the whole physiology of the body. So all the benefits of aerobic exercise are actually found in ECP, which are absolutely the number one way that you can be able to reverse cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and many other problems.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking today about the hips as a part of a 10-week series called Your Health from Head to Toe. Next week, we'll be talking about the knees. It's been very interesting, Dr. Prather. And before we went to break, you were talking about how nutrition and supplementation can play a big role in hip issues. What supplements are good for hip issues?
First off, what we need to do is determine what supplements to use. So testing is one of the most important things. So we do blood tests, we do hair analysis.
Because that could be different from one person to another.
It's very different from one person to another. Calcium is a very common deficiency that people have, especially among women. So just getting their calcium levels up are very important.
Mm-hmm.
Magnesium. sulfur is actually pretty important. We use a product called SMM, which provides sulfur, which is important for the ligaments and the tendons to actually be able to heal. And you can get those types of information from proper lab testing.
Right.
So we're not really guessing when we get the supplements into somebody. What we're doing is actually testing them out. And it's not, you know, in other words, we don't have, this is what you take for your hip.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is we sit there and say, oh, you have a combination of possibly zinc and magnesium you're deficient in. So those are the products that we'll actually give.
And how are you testing for those? You said minerals play a major role.
Blood work and hair analysis. So we do a combination of those. Mm-hmm. That way we can see what's really going on. The hair analysis actually shows what's in the tissue. The blood work shows what's being circulated in the blood. And as we can put those together, we can see a pattern on what is the deficiencies that somebody has, or possibly even sometimes an over-toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
One thing is, as people get older, iron levels start to get too high. And if you get too high of iron, it's actually going to wear out the joints and make the joints sore. So we have people who have a lot of arthritis that are going on in their system, a lot of pains. Once we reduce their iron levels because of the iron toxicity, all of a sudden the joint pains go away. And also so does the degeneration.
Interesting.
When you're talking about osteoarthritis, there are a lot of nutritional deficiencies that can be involved in that. I had talked about glucosamine chondroitin earlier as an essential part of keeping the cartilage healthy. Those are nutrients that are necessary for proper cartilage health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you're looking at all these different types of things, you can actually know, you know, what products are going to make a difference for someone.
Well, I was just talking to someone who just started coming in to see us and really thought the lab work was going to be very expensive. And our lab work, it's very extensive.
Mm-hmm.
The lab work that we do, they call it the Prather Profile. But it costs the patient under $100, a lot of times under $30. It goes through their insurance. We have an outside lab that does it, but they do it in our office. And people are just amazed at what they can get done diagnostically for the cost. The hair analysis is $120.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very affordable for the information that it gives. And it's so nice that we can have a great price point for people.
Right, and that's one of the important things that we do on that is to make sure that, we try to make things as affordable as possible for people. We realize people are on budgets, but still be able to get everything that we need to get people to where they are wanting to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at the entire picture, we provide the chiropractic, we talked about that, we provide the acupuncture, we get into the nutritional work, we also have the rehab,
mm-hmm.
The exercise that goes along with that, we have massage therapists, we also have, joint injections, anterior point injections, in other words, we have a total package along those lines for providing the relief for the patient all in one spot, which is hard to do,
mm-hmm.
you know, to have right. everything all, and we're all working together. I had one guy talking to me, and he was saying, you know, I'm just so pleased that I was able to get where I needed to be. And I said, you could see how all the different parts played a role in this and to getting you healthy. If we were just trying one thing, then when that kind of petered out, then we'd have to send you on.
Mm-hmm.
But we're all working together, all in cooperation, and everybody's getting the maximum type of benefit for that individual in each of their different areas.
Right. Call it a one-stop shop.
Right.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the importance of rehab and trigger point therapy with hip issues.
And, you know, I am just such a big believer and the power of exercise, mm-hmm. Proper exercise. You know, sometimes
corrective
exercises, mm-hmm. and you know, really getting into that is an important part, because once you've got the proper alignment on that, you have to get the soft tissue mm-hmm. also working properly. Otherwise, it's just going to pull it back out. So chiropractic without rehab, I don't really let people do that. Mm-hmm. Because I'm such a big believer, and that's where you get more of the long-term types of results. And that's what we're really looking for, right. is that long-term type of results, so that we don't have to try to fix it again.
Mm-hmm. And the trigger point therapy.
Trigger points are very important. You know, there are certain muscles that play a very big, huge in the stability of the pelvis. Mm-hmm. You have the gluteus minimus, you've got the gluteus medius, you've got the IT band, the piriformis, and if those muscles are in constant spasm,
iliopsoas,
you know, you have to get those muscles relaxed and then strengthened. Mm-hmm. And if they're in constant spasm, you can't really ever get the pelvis stabilized.
And I know something that's real important in rehab is the stretching. Stretching that hip is so important.
You have to have the proper movement in there to have the proper health of the hip. Mm-hmm. If the hip's not moving properly, you've got to correct that. Otherwise, it's going to wear out the hip, and you're going to have surgery then.
So, who should have their hip checked, and why?
Quite frankly, everybody should have a thorough annual exam. Mm-hmm. Just to make sure from your feet, your knees, your hips.
We're talking about head to
back.
Toe in this series, yeah.
And when you're talking about musculoskeletal, that goes for everyone. That goes from a child who's just been born. We have people who bring in their babies to make sure that things are lined up. I had a little child come in and 2 years old and wasn't walking properly. Mom said, we had him walk across the floor and saw the imbalance that was going on. Did three adjustments on him, and absolutely walking perfectly now. Mm. So you've got, a baby. I have a patient who's 95 who comes in for once a month checks to make sure that he's aligned up. Uh-huh. And he says it keeps me going. So
that's great.
From baby to all the way up to 95.
Yeah, very important. We have less than a minute, but what preventative measures should people take to prevent hip problems?
Well, good exercise, good mobility. You need to keep the flexion up. And then also, just like your teeth, you need to have those types of things. You know, have your hip checked mm-hmm. At least once a year. And then see if there's any problems developing and what you need to do about that. Because you've only got one hip on each side, and you don't want to lose them.
Yeah, that makes two hips, right?
That's right.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather, as always.
Thank you, Lisa.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Have you ever been curious about how acupuncture can benefit your health? The Prather Practice has received the Indy A-List Award for Best in Acupuncture for 2 years in a row. Dr. Robert Prather is a board-certified licensed acupuncturist. He's earned a reputation for combining effective acupuncture-based techniques with cutting-edge technology to help patients with many conditions. Acupuncture is documented and proven to help with many health issues, including pain, allergies, addiction control, anxiety, fatigue, vision problems, infertility, and so much more. Through the end of July, the Prather Practice is offering 3 acupuncture sessions for only $99. That's over 50%.
20% off of the regular price.
We even have needle-free options for those who are a bit squeamish around needles. Call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment and experience the benefits of acupuncture for yourself. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.